conditions. It was pretty hectic here from early morning with heavy rain and winds. But listen, it was cross country and everybody got on with it. Then, of course, the place was mucky and conditions were pretty tough underneath. But it was cross country and generally people get on with it. So that's the way it was. And it was competitive and there was big crowds and they were from all over Ulster and they had come to Donegal. So it was good. It was a good day in many, many ways and everybody's gone home safely. So that's really what it was about. The results, of course, are what it's all about, I suppose, in many respects. And that's why we're in the game. And I'll go with the novices because that's always going to have to be the big story because it's senior related and so on. So that women's novice, well, that was a one for Finn Valley and the team there. Marie Harper, who got up right up for third, and she led the team. There was a Derry girl and another girl from Lisburn in the top three, but it was Finn Valley who won the team, and that team would say was Marie Harper. She's from Castlefin. Stacey Dolan's from Mahiyarn and Michelle Hunter from Mahiyarn. They made up the Finn Valley team. Inis Sheehan were second and Fine Valley were third. It was a good battle. It was a good team battle and a very enjoyable race. Followed very quickly by the men's team race and by the men's competition. Again, a big crowd. Again, a competitive race. It all came down to two things, both individually and team. And that was all about St Malachy's Belfast versus Finn Valley, to be honest. And in the end, Paddy Robb of St Malachy's, and then we have associated with the sport from St Malachy's since he was a young lad, and his day was today, and he won the race. So fair play to him. A great run from Dermot McElcarra of Finn Valley to get right up there for second, and then Malachy's got another guy in for third. Malachy's beating Finn Valley by 3 points there, but a very, very, very brave attempt by a new Finn Valley team. Finn Valley haven't won this team last year, so a really competitive job. So that was the novice, and that was the end of the day. So right back to many, many hours earlier, and heavy rain and so on, and when the muck wasn't as prevalent, and it was the under-11 girls. That began very strongly for Donegal with Hannah Murray, who's a student at Castlefin National School, runs out of Finn Valley, of course. She won the individual race, and then the battle came down to the local battle between Lifford and Finn Valley, as was the case in Donegal. On this occasion, Lifford Strabane winning the team by 1 point, 53 points, to Finn Valley's 54, and as I say, individual victory going to Hannah Murray of Finn Valley. But great to see a good local battle, and it continuing as it was from the Donegal. Then, under-11 boys, well, the main story there was the Cranford. They were the only Donegal team that got into the medals. They got third team, so well done to them. It was Anna Lee, City of Derry, and Cranford, 1-2-3 in the under-11 boys. Under-13 boys, a good Letterkenny team, nothing individually, but a very good team performance from Letterkenny to win the team. So that was a really encouraging performance from the Letterkenny lads. They're strong in this age group, 13-14, so well done to them. And the under-13 girls, well, it was a battle between the City of Lisburn and Finn Valley, as was anticipated. Lisburn getting the nod ahead of the Valley there, and nobody individually really scoring in the top three there. Under-15 girls, a great, great run from Karen Gallagher from Fannett, who runs out of Finn Valley, who makes that journey, Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday, for years now she's been doing it. And this was her day in the sun, and there wasn't a lot of that around, but it was her day in the limelight, really, and it was encouraging for her, for her family, who make that effort on a very, 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 very regular basis. So Finn Valley winning the team, Lagan Valley second, and that great, great performance from Karen Gallagher, as I say, from Fannett. So well done to her. Nothing 17s really. Under-19 boys then completed the programme for the Donegal story here. Really talking about the Donegal story. Oisin Gallon of Finn Valley was a runaway winner at the event. He has been in the sport for quite a lot of years. He's been injured on and off for some time. He's now a student at DCU. He's kept his journey in athletics going very strongly. And, you always worry when they go to university that they might lose the focus, but not in this case, and it really worked for him today. So Oisin Gallon, individual victory there for him. And the battle, team battle, was between Malachy's and Valley, with Malachy's getting there by about 5 or 6 points from Valley. So all in all, mate, it was a busy, busy day, a hell of a monkey day, difficult conditions early in the day, cleared up for the novice, and that's pretty much the Ulster stroke, pretty much the Donegal cross-country season, believe it or not, for another year, done and dusted in difficult conditions today, and we're moving on to nationals now. So, it was unfortunate, but, we've been so fortunate over the last few weeks, months, that we had really, really, really classy summery weather, really, so we can't complain too much.
Patsy, just tell us the standard in the novice events for men and women. How was it overall?
It was probably, it's better. It's getting better, and it's getting more competitive, and the numbers are bigger, and that helps the whole appearance and perspective of the event. So, you know, that's positive. Today, it only came down to two teams that were ever going to do anything about it in the men's, and really, Finn Valley were dominant in the women's. But having said that, there was Inishowen did really, really well, and they are making such a great effort at senior level in Inishowen, and you know, they were second in the Donegal senior men and women's in the championship, and now today they were second in the Ulster novice, so they'll be really going home, the women that is, they'll be going home very, very happy. So, and a big turnout from Inishowen as well to back that up. So, aye, it was as good, miles, if not a slightly better than the last few years, so you have to be pretty happy about that.